Well, it says that Russia is in transition. It's in the process of very difficult democratic transition because of our difficult history, because it's always a very difficult period. And it's good that the time of Yeltsin is over, because he made such a mess. He broke down the country's economy. The wealth of the country was plundered. The state was disintegrating, the economy, the army, and it was an extremely difficult situation. In that sense, what Putin did, I think, has already made him a place in history. That was what he did in his first term. We need stability, and stability requires the government's great attention. But now we need to move our policy further for the modernization of our country in all areas. In this regard, I would say that the death of Politkovskaya and, unfortunately, the killings of other reporters, more than 10 reporters have died on Putin's watch. This is a blow. This is a blow not only to this wonderful woman, the mother of two children.
Your friend.
A wonderful Anna Vashdruk. Yes, indeed. And she is from my newspaper.
Yes, yes.
I am one of the shareholders in that newspaper. It's a very independent newspaper, a serious newspaper. So she was a very principled journalist, but it's a blow in the back to all of us. It was a very, very carefully thought through murder. They did that on the president's birthday, and I think this should be very thoroughly investigated. It's not something that is just a settling of scores with Anna alone. It's more complicated. It's very serious, and therefore all of us in the newspaper, and certainly the public opinion, and President Putin too, has joined in the demand for a thorough investigation to be headed by the Prosecutor General to find those people. I am emphasizing this, and my colleagues in the newspaper put the question this way, because unfortunately there have been similar cases when journalists and others and businessmen were killed and no one was found. So it looks like some group is at work, which is conspiring in a very professional way to do those things.